This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Dave and I are kind of cursing each other here because he spent a lot of time this morning talking about Vinted. Now he's been selling stuff on Vinted. You'll hear that and you listen back to the show. But as a result now, I'm all over my Vinted.
Lads, it's so good. I'm looking at a Ralph Lauren polo t-shirt here for like 20 quid.
I've been, my fella Jack, he has been obsessed with Vinted for a long time, even when I met him, because it was big in the UK first.
Mm.
And he's been trying to get me on board for so long, but I just was like, my algorithm was just shite, so I wasn't really getting anything good. I have figured out the algorithm. I want everything I see. Why did you get me on this track this morning? And then I think Dave is cursing me because I just got him going on a DH Gate, which is obviously where you get a load of really good quality fakes, which I don't know if I should be talking about, but DH Gate.
That's a podcast. We can do what we
your fake Pradas and your fake football jerseys and all that kind of stuff.
Don't condone it, by the way.
No.
I'm just having a look to see what horrible things some people do, like sell knockoff brands. How dare you do that to the company?
How dare you sell off
we do not condone
beautiful,
it.
I mean awful Dickies jacket for 20 quid.
On DHL?
I'm on Vinted now.
Man, Vinted is my new shopping place.
Honestly, I can't believe you got there. Oh my God, Jack would love this so much. I'm so happy for like. I just wish you two were chatting about it because his face lights up. He's like, it's the best. It's the best. And it's eco-friendly as well.
I hate shopping online. But though I will say, the pictures some people put up of like, literally there was a pink Nike hoodie there. And I was like, oh, that could be nice. Clicked in. It was a zoomed up image of the Nike logo on pink background. And it just said pink hoodie. No other images.
Yeah, people need to work on that. In fact, they probably shouldn't let, almost like the technology behind the app should be like, unless you're showing it in full and like at least three pictures front, back.
Yeah, yeah.
Then you shouldn't be able to upload it or whatever. But anyway, thanks for that, Dave.
Yeah,
middle of the month, having a few quid, but I'm going to be buying today.
Listen, go and get your clothes on Vinted. It's eco-friendly, just like me.
1038. Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning.
This is
Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Let's go. Good morning, how are you?
Hey, good morning, what's happening? Happy, what are we?
It's Wednesday now.
Ooh.
Yeah, Fiona's not here today, she's not feeling well. So it's myself and Dave.
Ah, I prefer it that way.
Fiona's having anxiety.
I'm just not a fan of her, you know.
Poor Fiona, she'll be there listening going, oh jeez, I'm going to lose my job. I've decided, right, I don't think I can do having a dog for the autumn-winter season.
Okay, great. So, a dog is just for summer anyway.
Summer and spring. No problem.
A bit of Christmas.
Yeah, lovely.
And then get rid of it, you know.
I might just take him back for Christmas Day to put a jumper on him or something. But I'm realising it's not great crack at him out for a wee in the dark and when it's raining.
Okay.
Because you're also in the dark and it's raining.
Of course.
You know, yeah. And then he doesn't want to go out because it's dark and
is
raining.
Is it pee? You know,
Who knows?
Yeah.
And you have to stand out there and encourage him to come out. My dad was actually staying in my house a few weeks ago. My mom, I was away and my mum and dad were there to mind the dog. And my dad says he came down in the morning. He woke at like 7 and was like, oh, I'll go down and leave Seamus out for a wee or whatever. And he said that he opened the back door, it was lashing rain, and Seamus just stood at the back door, looked and went, nah, turned around and got back into bed. And he went, do you know what, lad?
Fair
you're dead, right?
Yeah, dead.
And he went back
I love
to bed
that.
For an hour. But yeah, I'm just thinking about when it's going to be real cold.
Yeah, yeah.
Or potentially icy.
I do like the way dogs just kind of, like, I remember my dog used to, like, bark and bark and bark, and every dog does this. I know mine isn't, like, wasn't special or whatever, but, like, he used to bark and bark, and you'd open the thing, and he'd go out, instantly be like, nah. I actually prefer being inside.
I'll
you're like,
it in.
Grant, I can't wait for you to do that again in 5 minutes.
Exactly. And you know what? They're probably saying, I'll just have a poo in your kitchen floor.
Yeah.
it's just a bit warmer.
Put a bit of paper
here.
Down.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Ed Sheeran, Sapphire here on Spin 103.8. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona. Emma and Dave with you this morning. Hope all is good.
How are you?
So Ed Sheeran went on the Two Johnnies podcast in the last few
that.
Days.
That was wild. What a get for them. I think they recorded at the Fla.
Did they?
In Wexford, yeah, a couple of weeks ago, yeah.
Well, obviously, maybe that happened because, and maybe they had to hold it, I'm just speculating, because his new album, Ed Sheeran's, drops this Friday.
Okay. May.
So maybe it was like, you know, hold it until the big release and get the hype going.
I'd say that's exactly what it was, yeah.
But as he was chatting to the Two Johnnies, he revealed something kind of big. And obviously this song was released years and years ago. And I remember at the time that Ed Sheeran released Galway Girl, being a little bit annoyed. I was like, That's not your song name. You know what I mean? We have our own version of Galway Girl that Mundy have done for years. And when you search it online, you're going to get Ed's version. And I always just thought it's such an iconic Mundy song. Yeah. Almost Leave It Alone.
I actually kind of agreed with you when it first came out. I was just like, that's annoying.
Yeah.
For Mundy. Because Mundy's such a classic.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, he said on the Two Johnnies podcast that Galway Girl was almost named after another Irish town or some other Irish towns. Right. Here's what he said.
We tried Sligo Girl.
Sligo Girl, Portlaoise Girl, or Kerry Girl, I think were the three that he confirmed he was trying to go with. Just doesn't work.
I can't hear Ed Sheeran in that at all. Like, all I can hear is, oh, lad!
Yeah, exactly.
Chicken fillet roll!
We tried Sligo Girl, Gory
Girl. How is that a podcast? It's just mental.
Gory Girl would have worked just fine. I just don't know. I feel like
Gory Girl, I'd say other countries would think it means like blood and guts.
Yeah, you know what I mean? A Halloween, witch. Well, look, now in hindsight, after all these years later being annoyed with Ed Sheeran for trying to rob Mundy's Starlight, I now realise, to be honest, Sligo Girl or Portlaoise Girl wouldn't have had the same effect.
It wouldn't have.
He obviously has roots in Wexford, Belfast, Cork and Galway. And he was talking about it then. He went on. I won't play it because, like you said, it's just the lads talking over him.
Oh, lad!
He said, look, it's a very polarising song. People either love it or hate it. But with all this in mind and the idea of it being, she played a fiddle in an Irish man. And like getting to just another Portlaoise girl. I was looking at some of the songs that were playing on the system at the moment and trying to kind of take them down a peg or two with their name. Because Galway Girl, it has the alliteration. It kind of hits. Portlaoise Girl, no offence to Portlaoise, it just doesn't hit the same
way.
Why
doesn't it though? Because Galway is two syllables. So is Portlaoise.
Kerry, Sligo.
Why doesn't it work? Is it the alliteration? Gort. No, that's only one.
Just my little Gort girl.
Gort girl.
Okay, what I'm going to do, Dave, is I'm going to talk you through these new names for songs we're playing on Spin and see if you can identify them, okay?
Yeah.
This song we play a lot, it's called Average.
Average. Ordinary.
It is.
Boom.
I'm Alex Warren. Here's my brand new song.
Average.
Doesn't hit the same way. What about this one? Bit tougher again. Grand again.
Grand again.
Grand again.
Better again?
Grand again.
Grand, great again. Okay again. Good again. I don't know. Is it not better again? Is better again not a song that we're playing?
No.
Is again in the lyric?
No.
Okay.
I think this is a hard one.
Great. I don't know.
Somber, back to friends.
What?
We're grand again.
Oh my god.
That was tough.
I'm finally getting the gist of the game.
Yeah, thanks, thanks. We're 2-in, you're getting
I preferred average.
Okay. Puce Equestrian Centre.
Puce?
Equestrian Centre.
Equestrian. Equestrian is horses, isn't it?
Yeah.
Puce is like a purple.
Yeah, kind
purple.
Of. It's so close. It's so close on puce.
Purple.
Puce.
Blue.
Purple, not really purple. Pew Sequestrian Centre.
A horse shop.
Damn it!
We were not. Damn it, the purple horse shop. You know the famous chaperone song, the purple horse shop.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
I've started like kind of getting with the trends now of, you know, that like pre-loved clothing.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of stuff. I've started selling my own stuff.
Go on.
On Vinted.
Brilliant.
Yeah. And I'm getting like really, really close to deleting the whole thing. I hate it.
Right. Vinted is popping off here. My fella Jack, when I met him, like whatever it was, a year and a bit ago, I was shocked by Vinted because it was huge in the UK before it came here. And like, I don't know the last item of clothing, honestly, that he has bought that hasn't been Vinted. It's always Vinted.
Really?
It always has been Vinted.
That's
it's
excellent.
Vinted. And it's huge. It's
fair
huge.
Play to him. That's
I
really good.
I need to get my algorithm on it going right because I'm getting a load of crap at the moment.
Okay,
you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, go on.
No,
sorry.
To be fair, I'm the same. Like I search football boots once and now that's kind of like all that really comes up at the moment. So I am kind of a little bit like looking for other things. But that is cool because I do want to get into the like stop buying clothes from like
just being shocked.
I want to be honest, all I want to do is stop going to Dundrum. That's all I want. I don't want to go there.
Yeah.
You know, I just want to buy off into
yeah,
that.
And feel like you're being a good person because you're not like,
exactly.
feeding into the fast fashion side
and all
of
that kind of stuff. Exactly.
Plenty of clothes exist already.
So I've been selling my own kind of stuff and like,
man,
that's
kind of
fine.
Stuff.
I just like, you know, a few shorts or jerseys or whatever. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so then I go and it's like, oh, you've got an order. You've got a whatever. So you put it up for like, say you put up something that costs 50 quid. You put it up for 20 and you're like, grand, I'll do it for 20. No one is buying it. Mm. They instantly always go half under.
They offer you so
they're
much
like
less.
A tenner, and I'm like, I don't want to do a tenner. Like I feel like such a scrounge. But,
no,
I'm
but
like,
you're like, by the time I get this thing wrapped up and dropped to the post office, it's worth 3 quid to me.
So, well, actually, the thing is that this is what I find really interesting about Vinted. They pay for like they sort the postage. So when someone pays for what you're, so say for example, my hoodie is 20 quid, right? Mm. They offer 15 quid. I accept. What they actually pay is 17 because they take into account the fact that I have to post it. But I don't go to the post office and pay anything.
Right, right.
I just print the label. So Vinted actually gives you an email. It's like this person has bought you a label. So it's like €2 or whatever. So you just go scan the label on post, and they take the hoodie and they send it off.
What's the problem?
The problem is they have to go to Unpost. Do you know what I mean? And then there's also, like, there's different shops around town that you can go and, because some people don't want you to post or unpost. Some people want you to do it, like, parcel collect or whatever.
Right, okay.
Do you know what I mean? So you have to go to a shop and be like, hi, how are you? Do you do this? And most of them are like, no, I don't know why that's up there.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, great, sound.
Okay.
You finally have to find somewhere that'll actually take them. Anyway, so that's kind of the thing. The other thing is, I don't know what to wrap the clothes in. You know when you order something online, it comes like wrapped and it, you know, they put it in either a box or maybe a package or something. Jack, I don't have packages.
Jack ordered one of the most beautiful Nike tops I ever saw in my life last week. It came in the door and he was like, open that for me there. I want to check if it's one of my vintage items. Stunning jumper, like vintage. It was wrapped in a Tesco bag.
This is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Like, it just arrived in a Tesco bag that was wrapped and duct taped.
Pippa.
And he was like, class, delighted.
My girlfriend is selling stuff on Vinted as well. She sold a pair of shoes and she was like, oh, I need a box to put them in. Shreddies. Shreddies.
This is amazing.
That's what she put them in.
I was like, why is there a Tesco bag under my car at the front door wrapped in duct tape?
It's kind
like,
of genius.
This looks like a threat. No, it was just Jack's Vinted item.
Yeah, you know.
So you don't need to stress about that. They don't care about the fancy.
Not really. You can kind of put it in whatever. Yeah. Like I sold.
It's waterproof. It's grand.
I sold a Whoop band yesterday. An old Whoop band. And I put it in an envelope. Like just an envelope.
Spot
and they put the thing on the envelope and off it goes. I don't have to pay anything.
I love that she put it in a Cheerios box.
I know, yeah.
That's gas.
It's absolutely.
Do you know what? I'm doing a massive clear out at the moment and I'm having that thing of like, you know, because I'm dropping them all to charity shops or like nothing's going in the bin or anything. Mm. But I'm like, I need to get the confidence for Vinted. I'm like, does someone really want my 6-year-old Primark jeans?
Someone might, but honestly, putting them up is the worst thing ever. It's so tedious. Like, click, and then you have to describe the item, and is it a decent nick? And like, what's the postage size going to be? And all that kind of crap. Do you know what I mean? It's a bit of a nightmare.
How much have you made?
But once you sell, lads, it's a bit of a rush when you sell something.
I know. I was about to say, how much have you made?
You're like a small business.
Huh? Yeah, I've made 22 quid.
Hey, that's great.
In a week.
That's great.
I'm pretty happy with it.
Man, that's unreal.
Yeah, I'm pretty happy with
it. It's making me think I want to go back down to the kind of recycling clothes bins and dig my stuff back out.
I just want you to start putting stuff in unhinged things like Pringles tubes.
Honestly,
and
I might.
Like Jaffa Cakes boxes.
How can we post my stuff?
Yeah, exactly.
I really
saving
like that.
The recycling bills as well.
I got a pair of football boots delivered to me yesterday and each boot was wrapped. It was in bubble wrap, which I really appreciated, but I was like, you could have wrapped the two of them in the bubble wrap. You wrapped each boot
individually
and put it in the package.
Did you appreciate the comment that was made in the office by someone which I overheard yesterday saying, I don't know if I'd be getting second hand football boots now.
I was like, what the hell is wrong with that? They were perfectly clean.
They were spot on. Emma, Dave and Fiona, just Emma and Dave with us this morning, and if you were with us a couple of seconds ago, you'll know that Dave is telling us he is now a Vinted seller.
Eco
shout
King.
Out your username there.
No, you don't want to see what's up there.
Okay. Anyway, we were saying that it's funny with Vinted, how do you actually post stuff out? And a lot of the time, because it's just ordinary people like the rest of us selling stuff online, what you send it in, Dave was saying it, and I was
it's saying, user 1879-3246.
Oh, brill.
There you go.
My boyfriend Jack has been using Vinted for as long as I've known him. It was big in the UK before it came here, and I was saying that one of his bits arrived last week, and it was just a Tesco bag, a waterproof bag, wrapped up in duct tape, and it was perfect. Contained the most beautiful Nike hoodie I've ever seen. And on that, because Dave was saying your girlfriend Pippa sold shoes the other day and sent them off in a Shreddies can.
Yeah, what was a Shreddies box.
A Shreddies
old
box.
Old cereal box, yeah.
Well,
which I kind of like, I was like, do you know what? Perfect. Fair play. That's a good idea.
Yeah. April was in touch. Dave, I got a Billie Eilish merch t-shirt in a coffee box pod from Vinted.
Coffee box pod? Like the Nespresso? Like
the box for the coffee pods, right?
Yeah.
She said it absolutely cracked me up and inspired me to wrap something I sold in something strange. So I used a multi-pack popcorn bag and I taped it up with loads of tape.
Fantastic. So what, can you just bring that to the post?
Yeah.
And be like, hello, I'd like to mail this popcorn.
Guys, can you believe we're in 2025 and we're wrapping our own clothes in rubbish and sending them off to other people who are buying them?
Oh,
like, finally,
so
we're starting to cop
we
on.
We are brilliant. We are eco kings and queens.
Don't say the same thing that Dave has written down. That Dave has written down. That Dave has written down.
Ooh. Phenomenal clap from Emma
there.
Thank
great, you. Clapping, yeah. Great clapping. Great clapping. I wasn't expecting this. Sorry. Where is this? This is welcome on into the greatest radio game of all time. Woo-hoo! This is Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down. This is your chance to win some IMC Cinema passes. Go to the cinema on us completely for free. Bring your friends, go yourself. It's totally up to you.
Bring a stranger.
Bring a stranger, depending on your age.
Very true.
Yeah. Listen, this is where you can win some IMC Cinema passes completely for free. If you would like to do so, then all you got to do is message me the word game. Just game and WhatsApp to us on 087 711 103. Just the word game will do, and we will know you want to play Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down. Basically, I'm going to ask you something like, name any football team.
Celtic.
You will hear three beeps. And if you say Chelsea, and I have Chelsea written down, then you're out. I wrote down Chelsea, Emma.
Very good.
Don't worry, you said Celtic.
That's the only football team that
Emma ever knows. And of course, Celtic.
Whenever I'm under pressure with a football team, Celtic's the only thing that comes to mind.
So listen, that's basically how the game goes. You're trying to say a completely different thing that I have written down, and every single one you get right, you'll win an IMC Cinema Pass. They do get gradually harder as we go along, okay? Five up for grabs. If you want to play, message us right now on WhatsApp, the word game. The number is 087 711 1038.
Don't say the same thing that Dave has written down. That Dave has written down. That Dave has written down.
When did we start the claps? Was it the very first time we ever played this game? Because I doubt that.
Oh, I think it was very early on, Dave. It just kind of...
just happened.
It just kind of happened one day.
Very nice. Mm. Welcome on into the greatest radio game of all time. We call it Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down. Who have we got on to play?
It's this morning. Is Trish, anything out of the ordinary happening in your world this morning?
Just working like everyone else. Very, you know, good. Nothing interesting at all.
Yeah, fair enough. Listen, we're all the same. It's coming into September. How dare we be doing anything interesting? You know what I mean?
What's you going to do in your evenings now? What are we doing in the evenings is my question, now that it's getting dark.
Watching TV in bed. Cool.
Are you tratoring it up at the moment?
I don't really have TV. I mean, I have TV, but
you don't,
I only have like
TV
streaming platforms. Yes, I don't have live TV. Otherwise, I would totally watch it because it's so my style.
You're not watching the trailers, but maybe you'll be watching a movie on the big screen in the cinema if you get some IMC Cinema passes today. Have you heard this game before?
Yes, I have.
You have. All right. Welcome on in, Trisha. Don't Say the Same Thing Dave Has Written Down. A game where if you say the same thing I've written down, you lose. You get nothing. Good day, sir. I'm going to ask you something like name any football team. You're going to hear three beeps. You answer on the third beep, Trish. As I said, if you say Chelsea and I have Chelsea written down, then you're out, for example. You're trying to say a completely different thing that I've written down. Every single one you will get right, you'll win an IFC Cinema Pass. There's five up for grabs. If you say something that's not in the category, you're also out, Trish. And you listening, you can play along wherever you are. Let us know how you do. Are you ready to go, Trish?
Yeah, I'm stressed, but I'm ready.
We'll have a bit of crack. We'll have fun. Don't forget, you can bow out at any time, but we will think less of you. Here we go, Trish. With round one, name any app on your phone.
Uber.
Uber is
well
an
done,
interesting
Trish.
Choice. I have written down photos, so we went for a completely different way.
Well done, Trish. What would you like to do? Go home with your one cinema pass or keep playing?
No, I'm not going to go to the cinema by myself.
Very good.
I thought you were going to say, no, I'm not going to go anywhere.
All right, Trish, let's see if we can get a pal to go with you to the cinema. Let's go for round two. Name something you'd find in the kitchen.
A blender.
Trish is on the ball.
I have written down cups.
Well done, Trish. Cups. Cups. Trish, do you want to continue playing?
Yes, please.
Round three to Trish. All right, here we go for three IMC Cinema Passes. Trish, what I'd like you to do is name any Irish music act.
Lyra.
Lyra.
Well done.
A great answer.
Love her.
What have I written down, Emma?
I'd say you've written down CMAT.
I've written down kneecap.
Oh, very good. Yes. All right, Trish, you've got three IMC Cinema passes. Do you want to crack on to the final two rounds?
Yes, please.
Yeah, well, oh, I like it, Trish. I like it. Here we go with round four. Name any sport not played on grass.
Basketball.
Basketball.
Trish is really smart.
And Trish, for four IMC Cinema passes, I have written down...
Don't you dare.
Boxing.
Trish, you're into the final round. Do you want to go first? Do you want to risk it all? Or do you want to bow out here now?
Like, I kind of want to just take four, because at least we can have two couples going.
That's a very good point.
Yeah, yeah. She's smart, I told you.
What if I told you, Trish?
And I'm getting more and more stressed.
What if I told you, Trish, if you go for five, I'll send you out six IMC Cinema passes.
Ooh, wow. Stakes are high. Yeah, okay, let's go.
Oh, okay. I've tempted her. Here we go, Trish, with round five. For a grand total of six IMC Cinema passes, just because I wanted to tempt her to see if I can get her out. I don't want to give any away. Here we go with round five. Trish, name any city in Ireland.
Galway.
Galway. Galway City. A good answer, Trish. I asked you to name any city in Ireland. You've said Galway. For six IMC Cinema passes, a very first on Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave's Written Down. I have written down Limerick.
Yeah!
Trish has only gone and done it. Six IMC Cinema passes, Trish. And first on Don't Say the Same Thing. Congratulations. Well, what a player. Unbelievable. Fantastic.
Thanks so much, guys.
I'm so proud of you, Trish. Well done.
Thank you. It's great, crack.
See you, Trish. Enjoy that cinema with two other couples. Have a great day.
Bye. Talk to you later. Nice one. Easy peasy lemon squeezy.
I just wanted to tempt her, and I did it, and I thought I'd get her out, but I'm kind of raging I didn't. Fine, whatever. Enjoy the cinema, Trish.
Did you watch the match last night?
What match?
Ireland and Armenia World Cup qualifiers.
I thought Ireland played just the other day, no?
We played on Saturday, yeah, but
that's
we also played
soon,
yesterday.
Isn't it?
Yeah. It was too soon. It was too soon, apparently.
Because didn't they draw the other day? And that
we
was
drew
it?
The other day and we lost last night. My
that
God,
was in Crow Park.
Armenia. No, stop it now. Stop it now. But my God, it was awful. It was a terrible performance. There was one positive, though.
What?
A kickoff at 5 p.m.
Oh, nice.
That was lovely.
Not for people in work, but I suppose it's probably good for people to miss it then.
Yeah.
It's that bad,
I was able to watch the match and then go and play five-a-side with my mates and watch way better quality football.
Football at five-a-side.
Yeah, it was unbelievable.
On Pier Street.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So yeah, that's...
Why are we so bad?
I don't know. We played Armenia, who I'm pretty sure are like 155th or something in the world. There's something around that. That's their world ranking, is Armenia. We're 60th, right? And Armenia, 100 and whatever. Way below us.
Yeah, yeah.
And they...
And who did we draw with on Saturday or Sunday?
Hungary.
And are they good?
Hungary are decent enough now.
What's going to happen? What's the story there?
Yeah, no, it's not good. So that's kind of our hopes gone.
Okay.
We do have poor, like, I'm going to call him out now. In fairness, but a certain spin DJ, Marty Guilfoyle, was tweeting last night. He said, "Why is everyone just assuming we're losing to Portugal in November?" I don't know, Marty. How long do you have?
This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
How's it going?
Hey, good morning. I went and got my hair cut yesterday. No one mentioned anything. As always.
Do you know, actually, here's the truth of the matter.
Same thing happens every single time. Honestly, you get an inch off Emma's hair and I'm like, your hair is lovely.
I actually promise on your life that when you were in the middle of delivering something incredibly entertaining that had me giggling an hour ago, I thought to myself, Dave got a haircut, it's lovely. And I didn't want to interrupt your flow. And then I forgot. Good fade there. Is that short back
sick
and sides?
Sick fade, bro.
Is it?
Yeah, that's a short back and
short
sides.
Back
yeah.
and side.
Listen, the way that God
do you
intended
remember
me.
Highlights?
I do remember that. And by the way, everyone says that as if it's like some sort of slag. I was like, do you remember you got highlights? I thought they looked good. I was
they
like,
did.
The only reason I didn't get highlights this summer is because my girlfriend was like, no. No chance. I was like, why? And she's like, it looks like you're going through a midlife crisis. I'm nowhere near to my midlife. Do you know what I mean?
I wish I was, but I'm not. I've a while to go. Do you know what I mean?
I wish I was, but I'm
I've a while to go. So I'm like, why can't I, as a 30-year-old man, get highlights? I don't think that looks like I'm having a breakdown. I think that looks cool and young.
Would you ever think about getting like blue ones?
Blue highlights?
Like, you know, tips of like a random colour again.
No, no, I'm fine with just the blonde. Like, I'd like that. Anyway, I got the haircut yesterday.
It's lovely.
No one noticed it. Lovely. Thank you very much. But I was thinking, I was like, all these lads are getting, you know, like the mullets and, you know, different kind of hairstyles. I'm like a Lego man. I'm standard, you know what I mean? Just the hair on top. I don't like the hair down the back.
Jack's hair
down
is
the
so
sides.
Long now, it now hangs in his eyes. He has to tie it up with a bobbin when he wants to do anything productive.
I think that's so fashionable. I just don't have that in me. I don't, you know what I mean? I don't have that. I'm not going to have the long locks. It just wouldn't suit me.
I think it would, Dave.
I need the fade.
I know you. I've seen your emo pictures on Facebook from your day in your side fringe.
Mother of God, don't ever look at them again. They were
a
bad time.
If you want a picture of emo Dave, message us. Dave 0877111038.
Yeah, no, don't do that. But no, I was seeing other people in the barbers like going in and getting their, you know, their mullets done, or you know, all this wavy hair, and I was like, I just can't do it. I'm happy with my thing. I'll do it in 5 years when it's out of fashion and fades are back.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what
yeah.
I mean? That's what I'll do. Like, if you don't mind.
Like, no offense, getting
and you still won't notice
in 2024.
Your number one hit music station.
You're listening to Spin. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona. Fiona not with us this morning. Hope all is good. She's not feeling very well, but she'll be back tomorrow, hopefully.
Hey, good morning. So listen, yesterday there I was. I was walking and...
Dave.
What?
Dave, I'm really sorry. I'm very sorry to cut across you. But I actually have a very important announcement to make, if you don't mind.
Oh, God.
Sorry to interrupt, guys, but this is just after getting out of control. And I need to just address this.
We've got some breaking news, haven't we?
Oh, I'm getting hassled left, right and centre over this. Right, okay, officially, good morning, everyone. This is not an easy statement to make. Since I didn't announce my candidacy.
Well done.
For President of Ireland.
I can see why.
Yeah, can't even pronounce candidacy. Candidacy. The messages have been pouring in. I am out the door. The DMs, the WhatsApps, the one lad at the bar over the weekend who thought it was gas by saying you'd be gas in the Aris.
Right.
Didn't appreciate that one.
No.
After deep reflection, I have made the difficult decision to suspend any campaign for the presidency of Ireland. Please hold your tears. The truth is, I just couldn't be arsed.
Okay.
Look, it sounded really fun in theory. Big gaff, stones throw from the zoo, maybe get to meet Dua Lipa, some EU thing. But in reality, and I say this with deep sadness, my dog would absolutely destroy the skirting boards in the Oris, and the secondhand anxiety is already freaking me out.
Fair enough.
Also, I checked, and apparently you're not allowed to wear Crocs to state functions.
Okay.
In this day and age, you're grand... Erica Brock.
Okay, very good.
Thank you, that's done now. Please stop DMing me. Leave me alone. I'm just trying to live my life.
So no presidency for Emma.
No. So look, let's continue on.
Actually,
morning.
Sorry, before we move on, I did actually just have a real quick...
Oh my God.
I've just been inundated with messages and I suppose there's a lot of expectation on me over the last couple of weeks. But I would also like to bow myself out of the Irish presidency. Over the last couple of days, I've been... made realise by mainly my mum and my dad and my girlfriend that I just amn't ready to be president.
Amn't.
Or Uachtaróiseach na hÉireann, if you will. I'll be honest, there aren't many reasons why I'm unfit for the presidency. I think I'd be quite excellent. However, I have been made aware of some things. Firstly, I'm not old enough. Which I argued you're only as old as you feel, and I feel very old. I don't own a suit, which I argued either does Zelensky. So, see, I can even do, you know, the political jokes there, but no. I would also find living in a big house in the middle of the Phoenix Park a little bit scary.
Yeah.
Almost like a scary movie or something, a bit haunted. So for these reasons, I must take myself out of the race for presidency. I'm sorry to everyone I let down, but I will come back fighting next time, depending on how bad life goes for me over the next few years and whether I remember to buy a suit.
Brilliant. Okay, good. Are we clear?
I think that's
good. Okay,
grand. We're kind of wrapped up there, yeah. It's just good to kind of get them statements out, you know what I mean, early. Especially.
Our boss, Nick, has loads to be doing. You have to stop ringing him. Like, please stop ringing him to
here,
ask.
Here, is Dave and Emma going to the presidency? Listen.
I'd really appreciate if the Irish Times would stop calling our boss because, like, he's really just trying to get work done. Callum's out the door as well. Callum can't even get into the Omni and Santry.
The paparazzi are crazy.
I know.
It's absolutely mental. But, guys, seriously, we're just too young. In my 30 years, I've seen a lot of things that I would have thought or have been told as quite a young person that these will never come into fashion. And then they came into fashion, right? So things like, for example, like sliders. Do you know, everyone's going, even people, I used to think like sliders, like flip-flops or something like that. You'd only wear them going to the pool or something like that. But now you see people going to the shops in their sliders. Sure. Yep. Tracksuits were a thing only for like going and doing exercises. Whereas nowadays, they're kind of just for everywhere, everyday use. Do you know what I mean?
And things sometimes like, as well, like the tracksuits are so bougie that like if you're not allowed into a pub or club wearing them, it's actually shame on the bouncer for not letting you in.
It's like this is more expensive than
exactly,
that suit.
Exactly, exactly.
So there's other things like girls putting their hair up in a bun. Like wouldn't have been seen as very nice back in the day, but now it's a thing. Now
I'm watching a Channel 4 show at the moment called Educating Yorkshire Greater Manchester, and it's basically about kids in school, and it was shot 10 years ago. And I literally was looking at it going, the style 10 years ago kind of reminds me of In Around My School Days. Girls with the I miss this look so much. Can we bring it back, please? Because I loved it. Do you need the real tight layers up top and then the long straggly hair down the side? Oh, I loved it.
Or the fringe, the emo fringe. Yeah. I always enjoyed that. The other thing is like spot stickers and stuff. Like you never would have thought, like if you had a spot, you'd just have to cover it up with like a makeup or something. But now people are just putting like stickers on it to almost kind of amplify the fact that the spot is there, but also to heal it as well.
And it makes you think as well, people that were older when you were younger, or even now, like, you know, say our grandmothers or whatever, you think, oh, they dress so dated, and I'm like, it's gonna come back around, honey.
They would never like have a, like, I think my granny would have a look in town at the moment and go, I can't believe what some people are wearing. I think that's just is how it is. So I have some things that I would like to come into fashion over the next couple of years.
Perfect.
That I think would really, really suit me. And the one thing, one is like kind of weird, well, like, to be honest, they're all kind of weird, but the first one on my list is something that isn't that bad, but I could just never do it.
Okay.
Do you know when you bring a jacket and you realise it's actually too warm for a jacket? Mm-hmm. Where do you put the jacket? You can't put it around your waist because everyone would be like, ooh, he has a jacket around his waist.
I always do that.
He looks like a dad. Do you know what I mean?
Is that not cool?
I just can't put a jacket around my waist and tie it around my waist because I feel like a dad going on a hike.
I love it. It feels so comfy as
well. It does, I agree.
Having it there. When you give it a good tug just around your waist, you're like, oh, I feel so together.
Yeah, or, lovely. And they say you've a jumper on, you don't want to wear the jumper anymore because it's too warm. So you take it off, where do you put it? You can't put it around your waist because you look like a dad going on a hike, and you can't put it around your neck because you look like you're from Fox Rock.
You need to own your individuality. I'm out there baiting around the roads with my jumper around my waist, and I've never thought about it till now. Now I feel weird.
See, I can't do it. These are things I think about all the time. Other things I would like to come into fashion are, instead of beards, bum fluff for some of those who can't grow beards.
Fair enough,
Do you know what I mean? Just those little bits of fluff around your chin.
Is that why you rock it all the
That's
time?
Why I rock it. I'm just hoping it comes in. Other things I would like, snooties as big hoodies. You know, those box hoodies are really in at the moment. You can't get more boxy than a snootie.
Yeah, true.
So that's what I'd like to come in. Pockets stuffed with receipts, because that's what I have in every single one of my trousers.
Okay.
Just
make
I want
it
that
more
to come
of a
into,
look.
Yeah, I want that to come into fashion. Backpacks with the water in the backpack, with the straw that comes from the backpack.
Yes.
The hike. I don't want them for hikes. I want
just
them
for a living.
I want them. I'm going shopping. I'll put the bag on.
Yes.
You're basically Dwight from The Office.
Exactly. That's what I want to be. I don't want to have the Stanley cup and carrying that around. I want it on my back, and then whenever I need it, I just take the straw.
Honestly, why can't that be cooler? Because it's so practical.
Exactly.
You have
if I saw
hands
someone
then for whatever you need.
If I saw someone having a little shop in River Island and then just went, I'm a bit thirsty, and they just took out a straw, had a little sip, put it back, I'd be like, hell yeah.
Go on.
I'd
That's
be
cool.
really up for that if it was my waddy.
Yeah, exactly.
Anything.
Yeah.
It's a fabulous idea.
And lastly, this is something I do all the time, and it's kind of a thing people go, what are you doing? That's disgusting. Do you know when you have a bit of a cold and you stick a tissue up your nose?
Yeah.
I think that's on par with having a spot sticker. I think that should be a thing. You should be allowed to stick tissue up your nose when you're a little bit sick.
That.
I know, but like walking around in it.
Oh,
do you know what I mean?
Okay.
That's what I want.
I think we should normalize having a look at your snot as well when you blow your nose.
100%.
I want to see what kind of condition I'm in. Is it, what colour is it? Am I sick?
100%.
Like, I hate the whole, like, oh, I'm in public, I can't look at my snotty tissue.
Yeah, and you know when you wipe, right? And, no, I'm joking.
You should be able to do that.
Look at the colour of that.
Look what I had for me to, okay, stop.
Good morning. I have a really weird question for this morning. And I don't want you to freak out and turn off, because as Irish people, this is something that really makes us uncomfortable.
Mm.
I want to talk about sex education.
Okay? Education.
Education. And I want to know your experience Do you remember that week in sixth class when two women came in to chat to you about things and you didn't really learn anything? I want to know your experience, because was it as weird as mine last Thursday? I was talking on the show and I said, do you remember the cat video? And everyone kind of looked at me as if I had six heads. And I was like, my sex education was a video of cats, animated cats on a blanket.
Oh my God, what?
Yeah. And
sorry, I you told me before, but I didn't know it was animated.
Yeah, animated cats.
I was like, geez, they really put effort into that. I thought they sent some random video on YouTube. It was like, this'll do them grand.
It was two black cats and they literally kind of formed into one.
Gotcha.
And then on the next pattern of the blanket, then was a baby. Do you know what I mean? That was my sex education. That was...
Are you...
Here you go. That was Catholic Ireland. I'm talking circa 2006.
Right.
And it was two cats on a blanket.
And that is
forming
how you
into
learned
one.
About birds and bees.
And that's what we learned. That was the video we watched. Now, most of us are obviously kind of like giggling and stuff like that, which was honestly gas. But that's what I do remember, that we had a bit of crack with it. But I'm curious, on 087 711 1038... what was your sex education
yes.
like? Did you have the cats in the blanket? Or is my school just really, really not well?
I can't say I've ever heard of cats in a blanket, but I do have some not so fond memories of my experience.
Just, you keep saying cats in a blanket.
As if it's pigs in a blanket.
Yeah. I really want to find, I think you've made this up.
No, I genuinely...
Cats in a blanket cannot be real.
And do you know what it is, right? It's weirder than you think. Which I didn't think was possible. Okay, so when I say cats on a blanket,
yeah,
it wasn't the blanket. Like, the blanket was on a bed. The cats weren't on the bed. The blanket had pictures of cats on the blanket. And the camera zoomed in on the picture of the cats, and that's when they started canoodling. Became one, like, kind of... No, it didn't become one cat, because that would be too weird. It became one, like, shape. And then the camera panned and it would show a baby cat.
The animators really went to a lot of effort.
It was the nominated for Oscars.
I would say confused kids more than educated them.
Obviously they were talking about like, oh, here's what would happen. Do you know what I mean? Take, for example, cats or whatever. I suppose the whole story is, you know, the whole instructions is kind of the same for everything. Goes there. Do you know what I mean? And they could probably animate that with cats. So I'm curious, did you have a weird sex education in sixth class?
Was it a situation where you were sat down by a teacher? Did someone come in? Was there like an after school event you all had to come back to?
Yeah, were you horrified?
Yeah, to get you set up before you went into the big ass world of secondary school.
We were all boys' school. Do you know what I mean? So and then these two women coming in to talk to us about sex, it was like...
So they had to use two...
Two cats. Yeah. Two cats in a blanket. So listen, 087 711 1038. Send us your voice note of your sex education experience. I really want to know, was it as weird as mine? And if you had the cat experience too, please let me know. I'm not going mad.
087 711 1038. Get in touch.
All right, this morning on the show, even before 9 o'clock, we're going wild, we're going crazy, we're talking about sex education. Because it's something that we've all had to go through in fifth class or sixth class or whatever it was, and it was awkward for everyone. I was talking on the show last Thursday about sex ed, and I just mentioned this. The way we learned it was like, it was a video of cats on a blanket. Anyone else learn it that way, no? And I've just been thinking about that. I haven't been able to stop really thinking about that. And I can't really fully remember it because it was so long ago. Like, it was more than half my life ago.
Irish schools, particularly, I suppose, in the early noughties, I don't know what it's like now, were as creative and awkward as they possibly could be.
They were so awkward.
I think, when delivering this to people. So we're asking you how you received this shocking news as a preteen on the show this morning.
They were so awkward that the teachers didn't even do it.
No, they used to rally in other people to do it for them, yeah.
So we're curious, what are your sex ed experiences? Did you also have the cat on the blanket video? Was that a thing? I'm curious.
087-711-1038. Michaela is standing by. Was it cats on the blanket for you?
No, we did not have cats on a blanket. Oh. We had an ancient video of this owl one with a split diagram. It was horrific.
So sorry, it was an owl one with a Venn diagram.
No, it was like, you know, the old school split chart.
Oh yeah. All right, so
was drawn on them.
What was that? Was that on the video, or was that just a woman came in with a flip chart?
No, it was a video from like the 70s, this owl one.
Oh, for God's sake.
Oh my God.
Very limited effort made there.
In 5th year, they brought us into all these different workshops, which was gas.
Yeah.
And what was happening in the workshop?
What was happening in the workshop?
There was one woman with pictures of, different STDs and telling you all about them.
Oh,
there
lovely.
Was another woman with a banana.
No.
The poor banana. Yeah. Always getting disrespected.
What I think it was for?
Yeah, of course.
Oh my God.
Were you wrapping up the banana?
And then, but when they were showing us the pictures and stuff, they were giving us bags of jelly.
Here, shut up. Shut up and don't be laughing. I know. We have to get through it. I can just imagine the teachers doing this being just as embarrassed as the kids are.
They wasn't even our teachers. They got like random people into it.
I know. What was with that? Like, you have this woman, our teacher, who we genuinely like respected and knew and trusted, and then it's like, here's two randomers that are going to teach you about the most awkward thing in the world.
Oh, brilliant.
At that age, as an Irish kid.
And then some of the lads loved it, so they were asking all sorts of questions.
So you have to, as one of the lads, don't you? You have to take one for the team.
Oh, God, it was horrific.
All right, Michaela, thanks a mil.
Thanks, Michaela.
No, bye.
Sorry for your trauma. Bye. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye-bye. I remember for us, and we were, I don't know if this makes any difference, but think of the most rural Irish primary school. That was where I
Did you have the cat video?
We didn't have the cat video.
For God's sake.
But we were in sixth class, and I think they just got the job done right before, like maybe 2 weeks before we finished school. To go into, you know, so it was like, oh, quick, get them in. And we were all dragged in on an evening. It was saying,
no, it wasn't in your, it isn't during the day.
Like. We were all called back to school for like 8 p.m. They had extra people in. Some teachers were there, like the principal and all. But here's how they made it even more crucifyingly awkward for us.
No.
Our parents had to come.
Fantastic.
Right.
That's rural Ireland
And
there.
You know, when everyone got the little note to go home the week before, because we all knew it was coming from six classes gone by, that eventually this was going to happen before we go, and we'd heard the tales of what was to come. Your parents are going to be there. I'll never forget all the mothers and the fathers down the back and the car ride home. Sure, we all knew it anyway, but it was just the
Did
way
you?
It
I didn't.
We had an idea.
I didn't was know so innocent, man. I hadn't a clue.
We didn't know the ins and outs of everything, but like, you had a fair idea what was going on, but I remembered the car drive home and just the silence. And then I remember about 3 days later, my mom knocked on the door. It's like, hi, mom. Hi, Em. I'm just going to leave a little book there.
Oh, no.
At the end of your bed. I gave it to your sister a few years ago, and, you know, sure, just have a read of it in your own time. If you want to have a chat about anything, you can let me know.
Oh, my God. That is horrendous. I'd hate that now.
I think you're on your own with this cats in a blanket video.
I really am. I'm starting to doubt myself that it's even real, and maybe I was watching Family Guy or something. but I'm pretty sure it's right. I have this weird memory of cats on a blanket or in a blanket or something like that. Something was cats. Anyway, that's all I know. And that was my sex education. And yeah, if yours was the same, I'd love you to let me know. 087-711-1038.
Get your voice notes in. Come on, be brave. It was ages ago. Let's not feel that shame anymore. I can't believe, Dave, we've been on the show, what, actually 3 years yesterday, and we have never talked about sex ed in Irish primary schools.
Why the hell have we not?
How did we miss this? It's class.
This is a trauma we all went through,
exactly.
And it was awful.
We're shared talking, experience, guys.
We're talking about sex education because basically last Thursday I was on the show and I was talking about, we were talking about something, and I just happened to mention my kind of experience of a video of two cats on a blanket. Shown by two women who came in who weren't our teacher, and they were just like, here's basically what happens. And I was like, am I losing my mind here that was my sex education? It was a video of, it was two women came in and said, here's a video of two cats in a blanket doing whatever, and then boom, there was a baby.
Okay, yeah, magic.
I was like, am I going a bit mad?
I was just
here?
Saying, God, we had an awful time. We all got the note, and you know that the note is coming at some point in sixth class.
I remember that you had to bring it home to sign.
And they made it even more horrible for us as little preteens by saying, your parents have to come. And
that is awful.
Down to the school 8 o'clock in the evening, when the community and the parish weren't looking. We were told about the birds and the
parents should only be there for the parent-teacher meeting. They should not be there for sex education. It's ridiculous.
But then, the follow-up a few days later, my mom knock, knock, knock on my bedroom door one evening. Hi, Em. There's just a book there for you. I gave it to your sister a few years ago. And just have a read of it maybe in your own time.
50 Shades of Grey.
Clara was in touch. Emma, my mom did the same thing to me about the book.
Oh no.
She was like, if you want to have a read of it in your own time and you can talk to me anytime, no thanks. I was so embarrassed. She did the same to my little sister a while ago, and she turned around and said, "Mom, I'm not stupid."
Oh my God, I must actually talk to my mom and see what she remembers from this, because I'm like, I remember the note. I remember I was like, "Mom, here's the note. Like, you have to sign this, so I'm getting sex education, whatever." And I don't know. I would love to know if the video of the cats is real or if I made it up by watching a Family Guy episode.
This voice note just in from someone who wants to stay anonymous.
You're not going mad. I was in sixth class in 1994. And we had the cats rolling around the duvet.
No!
That went into one, and that was in a school, a mixed school in Finglas.
Wow!
So hopefully things have changed now for the kids and they learn a little bit more.
Oh my God, wow!
Oh
you're
my God, I'm not going mental.
And sorry, update just in from Rachel. She just said, Dave, is this the cursed video with a link?
Oh, no. I'd be careful at this now, because there might be something on this video.
Just to say, it's obviously 10 to 9. You know, this is a 12-second clip we've just received. It very quick, but if there's something in this video you don't want to have a chat with your kids about right now before school on the Wednesday morning, then bear in mind if you want to turn the dial down for a sec, because we don't know what's in this. It was a long time ago. Warning made. Let's have a listen.
All the rubbing up and down that's been going on ends in a lovely explosion.
Oh, my God.
That's a tremendous big shiver for both of them.
Oh, my God.
What?
I can only apologize.
Just say.
is the video. There's two cats, they're under a blanket, they're kind of going mad together, and then boom, a baby pops out. That was my entire sex education.
Sorry, that is actual filth. They talk about explosions. That is absolutely disgraceful. Sorry, I'm really sorry. But again, if there's kids in the car, we're doing this 12 seconds.
One more time.
Okay. This is your warning. This is just revolt. It's so unclassy.
All the rubbing up and down that's been going on ends in a lovely explosion.
What?
And a tremendous big shiver for both of them.
And a tremendous big shiver for both of them.
I'm also like, what's rubbing up and down like?
I think I'm doing it wrong. Go back to that video.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
God, what a morning on the show. Kira was in touch. I'm stuck in traffic, so we'll be late for work, but so worth it. I'm going to tell my boss, sorry, I was just learning sex ed Dave style.
Yeah, exactly. Two cats on a blanket. That's how we learned it in the 90s.
Okay, if you're curious about this cursed video, message us the word cats to 087-711-1038 and we will send it back to you and we can all learn how to do things properly.
You won't learn anything, but you will be like, that's mad.
087-711-1038. Message us the word cats if you would like this cursed video to kick off your workday. 087-711-1038. I was actually going to say I'd love the cue to text to be the alternative name for cats.
No.
Do you know what's mad? The amount of people who are texting cats is are mad.
Yeah. Go to traffic. Go to the traffic.
There's another word for cats that I was like, that would be perfect.
Traffic. Traffic.
Meow.
Traffic.
Meow.
1038 Dublin. Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Hello.
Hey, good morning. What's happening? Happy Wednesday.
Fiona's sick today. Wishing her well. Hope she's back tomorrow.
You sound very excited about that. Fiona's sick today. Woo!
I was just having a stretch as I said that. I just ran downstairs. I had to go down 2-3 floors to fill up my bottle of water. We've mentioned this in the show a good bit, but basically, not that you care that much, but just to give a bit of context, our whole office has been ripped apart and there's renovations at the moment. So they're kind of taking it floor by floor.
Yeah, so if our show doesn't sound good for the next 2 to 3 years, that's cause of the renovation.
We kind of have to go between floors. You're like, oh, can I use the toilet in this floor? Okay, no, but where can I get milk? Oh, that floor. Okay, and where's the coffee machine?
Yeah, I'm getting water on one floor, milk on the other, and tea bags and sugar on the other.
Yeah, it's mad. But basically, the open plan office that was right outside where we're broadcasting from in this room, it's a massive open plan office. Loads of radio stations used to be based there from like the kind of radio on air team and stuff. And there were so many desks. I don't know how many people used to sit out there, 50, 60 maybe. It's now just a construction site and there's like a little corridor that we have to go down behind wire and stuff. And they've obviously ripped out all the electric. So it's very like electric picnic. They have those really cool ambient lights. lights just hanging, like probably battery powered.
I've never walked out into that office where there is just wires and tables thrown into places and gone. It's very like Strad Valley.
I've kind of been observing it though the last couple of days because we can see the builders working, and I'm like, not that I'm in the wrong job, but I love the idea of just smashing stuff up for a living.
Sorry, that is so spot on, because I remember saying that to my mother like as a kid and being like, oh, we were throwing out like lockers and stuff or into a skip, and I was like, I'd love to smash it up. She was like, oh, don't be such a gurrier. What?
No, it's that, great.
Get me a golf club now.
I know, it's so much crack. So basically, Michaela and others, they broadcast from another studio here at Spin, and there was this big wall in front of that studio. And when we came in and walked into here where we are, like 2 hours ago, it was there and now it's gone.
Yeah, I'm feeling bad for Michaela, man. She used to be able to hide behind that wall and she'd do a bit of work.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd be raging if I was her.
But I wonder, like, if I was to go out and ask one of the lads, can I just have a go?
Yeah, yeah.
Can I just break something? I think it'd be really fun.
Yeah.
What a great way to just be like, what did you do today? Smash loads of stuff up.
But it's funny, like, we're looking at the builders and we're going, oh, it's mad we can see them working, but they can also see us working. They don't like it. When we walk out to, like, go to the bathroom or get water or go get a cup of tea, they're like, what are you doing? This is a building site. You should have a hard hat on or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I feel like I should be coming to work and steal... boot toe. I don't even know the manly word
stick
for it.
Stick to radio, yeah. Man. Stick to radio.
Come on, Dave and Fiona on your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Sounds like Spin.
Sounds like Spin.
Lads, I feel like I'm not truly Irish and I feel bad about this. I have never been to the ploughing.
Really, Dave?
Never in my life. I don't even know what ploughing is.
Yeah, I
just know tractors are involved, but I have no idea what it is or why people go to a championship of it.
Well, back in the day, so ploughing a field is like basically open to correction. My understanding is you're turning the ground for like new crops or, you know, you're getting the soil ready for planting
or like combine harvesters and stuff like that.
No, you'd have ploughs, which are different. Combines are like to pick up hay.
I'm so aware of country people listening in going, oh, yous are ridiculous. I'm aware, I'm sorry.
Corn and stuff, you'd harvest that with a harvester. But a plough would plough a field, is my understanding.
Wow.
Plough. And when I was a kid, when I left Dublin, my family moved to Waterford when I was six, got really into horses and all, and was helping out my neighbour's farm. And I remember my first ploughing championship was with my friend and her dad. Her dad was the farmer, so we went on a day out. It was great crack. We just went around getting pens and stuff.
Okay, yeah.
But the ploughing now, as in the actual ploughing of fields, is only one small element of the entire... It's just an agricultural event, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know. I've never been really, but
it's
just know it's like
and stuff.
Yeah, it's like the Culture World Cup, isn't it?
Yes.
Which I honestly, it looks like a bit of crack and it looks fun.
Yeah.
But I've never been.
Welly throwing and
You've
stuff.
Been, haven't you?
Yeah, I was back a few years ago. I used to work at a different radio station and I broadcast from there for 3 days.
Very nice.
It was very fun. But they have loads going on around. Like you see loads of celebs.
Yeah.
You see Marcy guaranteed every
really?
Time you go.
Very cool. Well, it sounds like a bit of crack, but it's happening in Offaly next Tuesday to Thursday. It's one of Europe's biggest outdoor gatherings, apparently. And it's going to be extra special this year for the very first time because there's going to be a TikTok area. Now, I've seen on TikTok in the last couple of years at the ploughing that there is people there, like I know like James Doyle has been there, like Shanice Griffin has been there, and like all them kind of podcasters and influencers and all that kind of stuff. But apparently now they're going to have a TikTok area. It's going to be called the Thai TikTok or Tig TikTok.
Tig TikTok.
So like Tig for house, because I thought house was chalk.
I think that's just an alternative. You'd have like a lot of pubs that are called like Tig Callum.
Yeah, yeah.
Tig
okay,
Emma.
Fair enough.
Like I think that's when you're saying it's ownership. So like, could be wrong. Open to correction. A lot of that going on in this bit. But like, it could be like the house of Dave. So Tig
Okay, it's Tig Dahi. Yeah. Okay, very cool. So yeah, it's going to be called the Tig TikTok House, which basically the English translation is TikTok House. It's going to be located at Block 5, Row 30, Stand 551, just in case you do want to go. And I always like seeing like the school kids go and see all their famous TikTokers. Like, I can't remember who was there the last time. I think it was James Doyle, but the queue was at the door for him. Do you know what I mean? The two Johnnies are always there. Mm. People love that kind of stuff, you know? So it's going to be mainly influencers promoting their products on the stage and on the TikTok shop, like Vogue Williams' Bare by Vogue Tanning and Cash Beauty and all that kind of stuff. There's obviously so much goes on at the ploughing, and the TikTok shop is just another way of like how it kind of modernises. But basically, I want to ask you a few questions. Do you think that this thing is at the ploughing, or have I completely made it up?
Oh, at the TikTok or ploughing in general?
No, at the ploughing championship general.
Yep.
Stuck in the mud. Contestants race to free their stuck wellies from a deep mud patch without using hands.
The problem is that's dependent on the weather. It might not be muddy, but we'll assume it will be muddy and I'll say that's real.
It's fake. You made that one up. But they should write that down because that's a fantastic idea. Mm-hmm. Virtual kayaking race. Players compete in VR headsets to paddle down digital rapids.
Probably.
It is real.
Yeah.
That is the modern ploughing way.
It's very digital down there.
Kayak races.
Yeah, yeah.
Turf stacking championships. So contestants are put on the clock to try and make the highest mountain of turf in 5 minutes.
Or do you say it was an Offaly? That's kind of boglandy, isn't it? Yeah. I'm going to say that's real.
It's fake.
Oh, that's so stupid.
I'm pretty sure turf isn't like a good thing to do anymore. So I wouldn't say they'd be promoting turf.
God, we really sound so silly. I think there's great industry in the bog still.
I'm so sorry to people who are listening. I know we just sound absolutely ridiculous. The moo call. So basically, guess which cow will calve next using a wearable tech that sends texts when the labour begins.
Definitely, I think the farmers are all over that because they're lying in bed, and then if they get this machine and they'll probably pay millions for it, they'll be like, "Hey!"
I thought that would make you go, "No, that's 100% fake." Defo. It is real.
The tech in farming is unbelievable, lads. I can break this down tomorrow with a bit more research.
The Pestarant, a place where you can visit and taste mealworms, crickets and locusts.
Nah, that's not real.
Is real. No. The Pestarant. Yeah, tractor football. Two teams of tractors push a giant pole across the field.
Yeah.
It is real. And it sounds class. It makes me want to go. And the last one, the silage back sack race. Basically, competitors hop to finish line inside massive silage bags.
Oh God, imagine the smell. But yeah, honestly, anything could happen to the ploughing. Please tell me it's real.
No, it's fake. I don't know.
Okay, so did you say it starts on Tuesday?
It starts on Tuesday, Wednesday. So it's happening.
Is there any way that we could broadcast from down there?
No, it's not in our patch.
Oh, not allowed.
Well, that's how it is. Maybe I can just go and after work.
And just say...
I don't even own wellies. I'm so ridiculous. I'm so sorry to all country people listening.
The amount of things that we have panicked about talking about in the show, and as soon as I couldn't figure out what a combine harvester did, I was like, I'm going to lose my
job. By the way, I'm from the country as well. I just don't have I'm not from farm. I'm not even a townie, but
I've helped many sheep give birth in my time growing up in the country.
We sound so ridiculous.
I genuinely did.
This is one of the worst things we've ever done. I'm so sorry.
Fiona is sick today, but hopefully she'll be back tomorrow. And randomly, after the show yesterday, myself, Dave and Fiona were chatting, and I turned back around to continue my work, and Dave tapped me on the shoulder and went, you're on to do a pedicure tomorrow.
You can say why.
I was like, what do you mean? He said, I don't know, what's it called, a mani-pedi, is it? I'd like one of them. Would you come with me?
I love your accent of me. What's one of them?
A mani-pedi, do you want to come? And I was like, context? Take it away.
Basically, I think I have an ingrown toenail and it's very, very sore. And I was told by someone, probably ChatGPT, that if you went to get a pedi or a mani or a mani-pedi, that it would basically help.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do. And so I didn't want to go on my own because I thought, that's too cringe. So I just turned to Emma, who I knew would love to do that. Yeah.
So Fiona was there as well, and she was all up for it too. And she was explaining to Dave that sometimes in those situations, maybe if you're on the cusp of getting an ingrown toenail, it could be solved early because of the, what they do and the way they file things down for you and sort things out for you. So the three of us kind of got a bit buzzing then. We were like, well, we all go for a pedicure together. This is kind of hilarious. I would love nothing more than to see David Hammond in the big old leather couch
I've never even entered one.
A nail salon.
Yeah.
Your mind would be blown. Into the nail salon, say, I was thinking we'll go to Sandy's and Rathmines. Mm-hmm. That's where I'd normally go. And I've told you before, I got my first pedicure recently. What an experience. They massage your whole leg. It's just
so is it
beautiful.
A pedi? That's a pedicure?
Yeah.
That's what I'd be getting.
I think in a lot of these places, you can do a full spa experience for an extra few quid. And that's when they really treat you.
And what's
you,
a mani?
A mani is just, I think, word for getting your nails done as a man.
Oh,
but I'm guessing.
No, a mani, like a mani-pedi. Like a mani, I think it's your hands. It's your hand nails.
Oh, so like mani and
I think
pedi
is like your feet. And I think mani is your hands. Your nails, on your...
Well, I'll have to confirm that, because what's the female version? Manicure. Yeah. Well done, Kyle.
How do you not know this? You're the girl.
I just kept thinking of mani as in, male. I don't know why that was...
No, mani is for your hands.
God. I know, sorry, guys. But basically, what happened was, we were, looking at doing this today, the three of us. We were we'll go for a bit of lunch after we get our pedis. Hilarious. Fiona's sick, right?
Yeah.
So she's not here today, and I just think, Dave... We can't go ahead and do this on our own. It's a bit weird when there's just the two of us.
Do you know what? As weird as it was in the first place, I agree this is weirder.
It was already a little bit out there, but now I just think the two of us rocking in together, getting our pedis, I won't be able to take it seriously. People will think we're a couple. We've had those rumours about us before. it. I just think there's certain things that you can do as a trio, but maybe not as a duo.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. I think Fiona needed to be there to keep us off each other. What?
And just to make it all a bit of crack. Do you know what I mean? Whereas I've been thinking about other things that, you know, if we were to do make plans as a trio, no problem. As just do, no.
Yeah.
We can never just do karaoke as the two of us.
I wouldn't. Okay? No, I.
Because if it was me, you and Fiona, we'd have a laugh. That sounds awful. If it was me and you, it'd just duet and people would think there's some kind of energy there going
that,
on.
That sends shivers down my spine, yeah.
Going to IKEA to test beds.
Yeah.
Me, you and Fiona, great crack. God, this one's gorgeous. Have you lay on this one? Just the two of us? Can't do that.
Yeah.
This one is one that I've wanted us to do for a long time, but I don't know if we ever will because we're tired people.
As a trio.
As a trio, I would love us all to go for a pre-show sunrise swim. Me and you can't do that.
No, we can't. No,
absolutely
that's
not.
That's way too romantic.
Under no circumstances. Yeah. Do you know what I'm saying? Isn't that wrong, though, that there's certain things you can't do with your guy friend on your own?
Yeah, I know, but like, it's just the way the world works.
Would you think that you and Fiona could go for a pre-show swim?
Not in any way, shape, or form. No.
Eddie?
No, I couldn't do anything with just the other one.
Right, okay.
I'd have to have the trio.
Well, Fiona, you better get yourself better because he's got an ingrown toenail on the way and we can't get this sorted.
You know what's awkward as a duo? A radio show.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't do that. We need the other one.
Absolutely. Wishing Fiona well. Hopefully she's back tomorrow.
Get ready. Spin 103.8's Golden Ticket.
Hey. We want to get Louise away. Over thanks to Sunway.ie, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company. Holiday to Fuerteventura on the line. How are you, Louise?
Oh my god, I'm good.
Oh my god, hello.
Hello.
How are you this morning, Louise?
I'm good.
You sound like someone who's been trying to get on for a while.
I have. You know, I listen every morning because I drop my kids off and then, yeah, I thought I'd give it a go.
See, you're giving me a lot of hope now.
Yeah. We appreciate you listening, Louise. Thank you very much. And what are you up to for the day?
Nothing today. I'm just hanging around for the kids. I'm on a bit of a career break. So
good for you.
That sounds great, Louise. I like it. We all need that every now and again. Well, there's no better place to chill out than Fuerteventura, so I've heard. So let's see if we can get you there. This is Emma, Dave and Fiona's Golden Ticket. Have you heard this game before, Louise? You said, right?
I have.
Amazing.
I have.
Do you know how many seconds go on the clock?
25 seconds.
Do you know how many songs and artists you need to guess?
5 songs.
Yes, that's it. I love when people know this stuff. Guess the 5 songs and artists within 25 seconds, you win that golden ticket to Fuerteventura. If it's a song with a few people on it, you only need to mention one artist. There's no skipping or passing. We can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. But if you really don't know it, you can swap it for a different one, Louise. You can only do that once and you can't do it on the final song. If you want to swap the song at any point, just shout the word swap and we'll get it out of there. And when you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself. Get ready for the next one. All makes sense, Louise.
All makes sense.
Where are you from?
From Knockline.
Louise from Knockline. The best of luck. Here we go. You know what song one is. Scream it as loud as you can, as quick as you can. And you know that song two is that specific artist. Here we go. 25 seconds on the clock. Song one plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Sabrina Carpenter Espresso.
Stop the
beautiful
clock.
Sabrina Carpenter and Espresso in the bag, and you got that in less than 2 seconds. Well done.
Very good, Louise. Let's go on for song two with a swap remaining. It will be that artist. It plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Your glow. Ed Sheeran, Sapphire.
Stop the clock.
Done, Louise. Absolutely smashing it. Ed Sheeran, Sapphire also in the bag. You now have 20 seconds left on the clock. Literally, you are flying it. 3 songs to go with 20 seconds left. Nice.
Incredible timing, Louise. I'm loving this. With your swap remaining, let's go for song three and we'll be more than halfway there. Song three plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Sabrina Carpenter.
Yeah.
Think of that chorus.
Oh my god, I can't think. I'm blank.
Swap it out.
I've been blank, sorry.
Swap. That's all right, Louise.
Don't apologise to us, Sabrina Carpenter and Manchild. I'm glad you swapped it because you were doing so well with your time there. So we've reset. We're back to over 20 seconds on the clock for 3 more songs and a brand new song 3 on the way as well.
No bother, no panic, Louise. Here we go. You swapped it out. A brand new song 3 playing in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Oh, God.
Oh, no. Come on.
Come on.
It's the Formula One song.
Tate McRae?
Yeah.
That's what it calls. Listen.
Oh!
No.
Oh, I don't know. I can't
think of the name. Just keep watching.
Literally, she was just about to say it. Just keep watching. Oh, my God.
Sorry. you guys.
No,
I was
that's
prepared,
okay.
Not prepared.
I think that you're apologizing us because you know how badly we want this to be won. You don't know.
I know.
Louise, a great player though. Honestly,
you're on the money.
I would have thought Ed Sheeran Sapphire was harder than Manchild.
So did I.
I thought Manchild.
I know. I just, you know what? The nerves got me. I panicked and couldn't think of which one it was.
You've already heard Espresso as well. So there was a lot of Sabrina going on.
Louise, it wasn't me.
Yeah, maybe that's what it was.
But we had fun chatting to you. We hope you had fun as well, did you?
I did. Thanks so much, guys.
Matter. Right, Louise, have a fantastic day.
Go home now and watch something lovely for yourself on Netflix.
I will. I'm going to chill out now.
Lovely. Stunning. Good luck, Louise.
Cheers. Bye.
Talk to you later. What a shame.
I like Louise.
Me too. Big fan. Golden in a WhatsApp if you want to get on and play tomorrow.